generally, we see gold being used as a hedge against three main risk factors in the portfolio. One, inflation risk. Two, concerns about a weaker US dollar. And then also concerns about macroeconomic and geopolitical concerns as well.
Welcome to Views from the Desk, a special edition of the BMO ETFs podcast. In these timely episodes, we provide the latest investment news and commentary on the markets, the economy, and investing. Brought to you by BMO Global Asset Management.
In this deep dive episode, portfolio manager Alfred Lee and your host Kevin Prinz explore the glittering world of gold bullion. They discuss notable trends, including the macroeconomic backdrop and push for de-dollarization, provide a use case for portfolio construction, and introduce new BMO ETFs for physical gold. Before we hear from the team, please consider subscribing to Views from the Desk on your preferred podcast platform. And for many more ETF insights and resources, visit BMOETFs.com. That's BMOETFS.com.
Welcome back to Views from the Desk. This is Kevin Prinz from BMO ETFs. I have joining me today Alfred Lee, our portfolio manager and strategist. We are going to have a special episode today on gold and specifically gold bullion. BMO ETFs recently launched a gold bullion ETF. We want to give you some background on the market and the opportunity set around it and help you understand the various choices that are out there. So for that, I'm going to have Alfred join us and walk us through everything to do with gold. We're going to take a shine to that today in this episode of Views from the Desk. Hey, let's start off with a little bit of background on gold and what we're seeing in the markets right now. There's been a breakout in gold prices that probably people are very attuned to. Talk to us about that from a technical space, and then we'll come back and let's talk about fundamental too. So let's first of all, technical. What do you see in the charts with regards towards gold first?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, as you're well aware, gold has been breaking out on a technical level, especially over the last couple of weeks. You know, for those investors that do follow technicals, will be well aware that, you know, gold does have quite a technical following where a lot of investors will trade gold on the technicals. And why it's making a lot of headlines, especially over the last couple of weeks, because it has been breaking out to new record highs. So right now it's trading a little bit above $2,150. So that's $2,150 US dollars per ounce. Why that's significant is because from a technical perspective, you know, over the last 3 to 4 years, it has tested that $2,050 level on a number of occasions, but it's failed to break beyond that level. So once it happened in 2020, again in 2022, and then again in 2023 as well. So on all three of those occasions, it did fail to break that resistance level. But this time around, it has been able to break above that point, which is obviously going to be supportive of gold on the technical level. Anytime you get breaking out of a price pattern, you do tend to get more technical buying. And then when you look at the macroeconomic backdrop, with inflation, especially with inflation flaring back up and the concerns about the Red Sea and the geopolitical concerns between Russia and Ukraine and also the Middle East, that's going to be supportive of gold on a technical level as well.
Thanks for that, Alfred. Now, technicals, of course, that's chart that's more immediate. But let's talk also about the fundamental. Like what's driving some of these, you know, the trend towards gold more recently?
As you pointed out, technicals is a little bit more short-term driven. When you look at the longer terms, it's definitely a lot of supportive facts in terms of why the prices of gold have been strong over the last couple months, and not just a couple months, but over the last year. You know, in addition to the geopolitical concerns and the inflation concerns, there's been a lot of central bank buying, which ties into inflation as well. So in the last 3 to 4 years, central banks have definitely been ramping up their purchases of gold. Reason why is because typically when you have a central bank, what they do is they will hold currencies as part of the reserve. But obviously, in the last couple of years, as many countries around the world have had to deal with inflation, what a lot of central banks have been doing is essentially diversifying their reserves and buying gold. That's why we've seen a significant pickup in central banks buying gold over the last 3 to 4 years. But in addition to that, there's been a lot of headlines about this quote unquote de-dollarization as well. So the BRICS countries, that's Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, they've obviously been adding a couple more countries. There's been talks about them adding even more countries over the next couple of years. But from an economic perspective, these are very, you know, large countries with big economies behind them as well. They are talking about creating a unified currency that's going to be backed by gold. And already we've seen some of these countries look to settle trades outside of the US dollars as well. So in reality, you know, do we get de-dollarization? It's probably very hard to remove the US dollar as the reserve currency of the world, you know, over the short term, but over the long term, if you have headline risk, that's going to be supportive of gold from a fundamental perspective.
What's in your vault? Our new physical gold ETFs allow investors to get direct exposure to physical gold bullion without the hassle of buying and storing the precious metal, and at a low cost. To learn more about investing in gold with BMO ETFs, download the white paper from today's episode notes or visit BMOETFs.com and search for the tickers ZGLD, ZGLH, and ZGLD.U.
I got the understanding of gold, what's driving gold right now, but you know, let's talk about a more bigger, longer picture kind of concept, you know, portfolio construction and specifically gold and what it means towards portfolio construction, advantages, disadvantages, that kind of thing. Give us some thoughts there, please.
A lot of people use gold as a, you know, a tactical hedge in a portfolio. So generally we see gold being used as a hedge against three main risk factors in the portfolio. One, inflation risk. Two, concerns about a weaker US dollar, and then also concerns about macroeconomic and geopolitical concerns as well. So obviously in the last couple of years, we've seen all of those risks. We view gold more as a building block. So when you look at gold, and even if you look at a typical 60-40 portfolio, and let's say you allocate even a 5% allocation to gold bullion, it's going to improve the efficiency of your portfolio. So returns usually improve. Risk has historically gone down as well. Obviously, that's going to help in terms of the efficiency. So when you look at measures such as the Sharpe ratio, historically, having a small piece or a small allocation of gold has been beneficial to a portfolio overall.
Thanks for that, Alfred. Now, you're certainly looking at the longer term when you're having that concept there. And we're certainly seeing the diversification advantages of having kind of that commodity aspect, but specifically precious metals in there. Now, Alfred, let's talk about this in a more detail because, you know, we've both been around the ETF industry for some time. And we know that there's a number of ways of accessing gold and adding to that portfolio. For the audience here, can you please walk the audience through different ways of accessing gold and what it means to respect the portfolio?
Yeah, so through an ETF, there's a number of ways in which you could access gold. Let's say there's three and a half ways of getting exposure to gold. The first way is physical gold. So the ETFs that we recently launched are going to be backed by gold bullion. So with these ETFs, you know, the good thing is that it's going to track the spot price of gold. So you're getting the access to the spot price. However, you know, with these ETFs, you obviously, you know, that gold, unlike traditional investments such as stocks and bonds, gold you actually have to physically store in a warehouse. In the vault. So that is, you know, one of the challenges with an ETF. So there's going to be vaulting fees as well. The other way of getting exposure to gold is through futures-based ETFs that invest in futures or gold-related futures. So the challenge with this is, you know, one, it is more efficient. So obviously you don't have to be concerned about vaulting, but you know, with the challenge of using futures is that roll risk, right? So especially if that futures curve is in what we call contango, which is upward sloping, every time you roll that contract, there's slippage involved in rolling that contract. So that's, you know, one of the concerns with futures-based ETFs. So futures is very efficient for perishable or non-storable commodities. So think of oil and natural gas. But obviously when you have the ability to store commodities like physical gold, having that ETF backed by physical gold is going to be much more efficient. It's going to give you the spot price rather than the futures price as well. The third way, and I'll say it's 3A and 3B, that's investing in gold equity. So we have a senior gold ETF or an equal weight gold ETF, that's ZGD. We also have our junior gold ETF, which is ZJG. So this is more investing in gold-related companies. So this is gold exploration companies, gold miners, essentially gold-related companies and as I mentioned, exploration companies. But the challenge with gold-related or gold equity ETFs is that certain times it's going to be highly correlated to gold, but certain times it's going to be more correlated to the equity market as well. So pros and cons are definitely in each and every way of getting those exposures to gold through an ETF.
Thanks for that, Alfred. Now let's spend a little bit more time on physical gold, because as you mentioned, I mentioned the new gold bullion ETF from BMO. And I'll give the quick ticker, ZGLD, as well as ZGLH for the hedge version of it. Now, maybe you can walk the audience through some key considerations when you're looking at the various different types of gold ETFs, physical gold ETFs, and the considerations around that. Talk to us about that, please.
Yeah, so there's a few considerations. You know, as I mentioned, if you want exposure to the spot price, a physical gold ETF is your best option. Also, when you're looking at gold as that building block and that diversification in your portfolio, you know, spot gold is going to provide you with better diversification. So if you look at historical correlation numbers between gold bullion and traditional asset classes like bonds and equities, it tends to be non-correlated. So as a result of that, gold tends to be a great diversifier to a portfolio. That's why we consider it one of the main building blocks in the portfolio. Also, you know, as we get more investors looking at alternatives, so after 2022, obviously, you know, when equities and the bond market became more and more correlated, we've seen more and more advisors and more investors use or talk about alternative exposures. And gold is, I would consider, you know, one of those default options when it comes to that alternative sleeve in your portfolio. So again, if you're looking for spot gold prices, if you are looking for that diversification property in your portfolio, gold bullion ETFs is the way to go. However, if there are, you know, companies that you believe are going to benefit from the rise of gold, or if you believe that there are certain companies that you like, then obviously, you know, gold-related ETFs is going to be a better alternative for you. So it really depends on what you're looking for. Again, if you want that correlation, you want that building block, gold bullion is the better option.
Perfect. Just going back to the considerations there. So when I'm picking one gold ETF versus another old gold ETF, what should I be looking for in that space?
Fees is going to be, you know, one of the considerations. With the ETFs that we recently launched, these are going to be 20 basis points in terms of management fees. So that's across all three of the different versions. So that's going to be ZGLD, ZGLD.U, which is the US dollar version, also ZGLH, which is the hedge version. One thing to consider is that obviously, you know, as I kind of alluded to, when you have a gold bullion ETF, there's going to be storage fees. So that 20 basis points is going to be inclusive of that storage fee as well. One thing I'd also point out is this is probably getting into the weeds a little bit for, you know, all the kind of more quote unquote ETF nerds out there, I would say. Our ETF, what we are doing is we are doing cash delivery. So when market makers create and redeem our ETF, they deliver cash rather than physical gold to us. And then we take that cash and we go out and buy that gold. And why I highlight that is because, you know, by using cash delivery, it enables all of the market makers and the entire market maker community out there to make markets in our ETF. And over time, that's going to mean that the bid offer spread on our ETF theoretically is going to be tighter than, let's say, a gold that only has in-kind delivery.
It's good to know.
Want to reduce the risk of market timing or increase near-term growth? Our new range of BMO Structured Outcome ETFs can help you dial down risk or dial up equity returns. To learn more, visit BMOETFs.com and search for ticker ZJAN, ZOCT, ZUEA, and ZEBA.
Alfred, so talk to me about maybe about from a gold bug perspective. Like, there's people out there that are, you know, really focusing on the gold space and really concerned the fact that, you know, various products that say they have gold have the gold in it. What's the process that you use and others use for identifying you have the gold inside your respective ETF?
So our gold ETFs, we are physically going out and buying gold bullion. So that gold is going to be physically stored on site. So the vault is in downtown Toronto, where we do have visibility to it. So in addition to that, you know, the gold bars, we will be reporting on our website, all the serial numbers, the purity, also the manufacturer of those gold bars as well. We will be buying LBMA good bars. So what that means is, you know, to be LBMA good bars, you have to meet a certain level of requirements in terms of the purity of the gold. Only certain manufacturers are acceptable as well. So you could be rest assured that by meeting those LBMA good standards, those gold bars are going to be of the highest quality.
I appreciate you diving into deep on the storage of the gold specifically and making sure everybody has a confidence that it is physically there. And frankly, I got to say, Alfred, I bet you have a little bit of the gold shine out of that one, or maybe the Midas touch, because you've probably been out down there a few times to see it. Hey, Alfred, quick for the audience here, closing out notes. Anything to do that can help them to find out more information when it comes to gold and respective gold ETFs?
Our website is a good way to get information on our gold ETFs. In addition to that, if you want more education on gold and the LBMA standards, the LBMA, which is the London Gold Exchange, there's a lot of good information in terms of what classifies as LBMA good bars as well. So those are two websites that I would definitely start to a lot of the research. The World Gold Council also has a lot of gold stats, which I find is pretty interesting for gold investors as well.
Thanks for that so much today, Alfred. Really appreciate your time and diving into all things gold. I'll also note that in addition to what Alfred mentioned on things to follow up on, if you're looking for that, there will be a number of links with inside the show notes too, so you can use those as reference points too. I'll thank everybody for joining us today. Appreciate your time as always, and look forward to having you on our next Views from the Desk.
Thank you to Kevin Prinz and Alfred Lee for joining us on the BMO ETFs podcast. Today, we heard how gold is poised to shine amid central bank demand, rising odds of de-dollarization, and the growing need for alternative assets. Our new physical gold ETFs offer a cost-efficient way to get exposure to the price of gold bullion without having to handle or store the precious metal. To learn more, search for the BMO Gold Bullion ETF, ticker ZGLD or ZGold. For more information about the other ETFs discussed in this podcast as well, check out the episode notes, contact your regional BMO ETF specialist, or visit the ETF Center at BMOETFs.com. That's BMOETFS.com.
Views from the Desk has been brought to you by BMO Global Asset Management.
The viewpoints expressed by the portfolio managers represent their assessment of the markets at the time of publication. Those views are subject to change without notice at any time without any kind of notice. The information contained herein is not and should not be construed as investment, tax, or legal advice to any party. Investments should be evaluated relative to the individual's investment objectives, and professional advice should be obtained with respect to any circumstance. Any statement that necessarily depends on future events may be a forward-looking statement. Forward-looking statements are not guarantees of performance. Commissions, management fees, and expenses, if any, all may be associated with investments in exchange-traded funds. Please read the ETF facts or prospectus before investing. Exchange-traded funds are not guaranteed. Their values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated. BMO Global Asset Management is a brand name under which BMO Asset Management, Inc. and BMO Investments, Inc. operate.